Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
What does that smell like to you, Luth?
Smells to me like victory.
That's right, partner.
I started smelling it the minute I saw that birdie putt of yours roll in on 17.
So you beat us at golf. Big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is a big deal, Dauber, when the losers have to buy the winners everything they want for dinner.
Well, I still think you went a little overboard.
Oh,
I don't think so. That looks like it's enough for four people, doesn't it?
It's not for four people. They lost.
Oh, come on. We've got to be big about this. We've got to let them have some.
All right, they can have some when we're done.
After we've eaten practically all we can eat.
We're lying on the ground so full we can't move.
Maybe then we'll think about it.
All right, all right. How about a rematch tomorrow?
Well, I think I'm going to be asleep most of tomorrow.
Will you?
Hey.
Not ready yet.
Well, come on, it's brown. It's ready. I'm starving.
Luth, why don't you just go get yourself another beer and relax?
Hey, let me get a photo of this. The papers love this stuff. I bet I can place it in the living section.
This is Florida, Howard. I think it's called the barely living section. Go ahead.
All right. Come on, Luth. Okay. Beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to go get some plates.
Are you ready?
Just about. It will be when I come back with the plates.
Well, I'll get a move on.
Sir!
What are you going to do, tell on me?
Those
are tasty.
Is there a Mr. Hayden Fox here?
Yeah.
You're Hayden Fox?
Uh-huh.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Oh. Consider yourself served.
What do you mean? Consider yourself served. The summons.
Comes in a nice box.
You believe that somebody's suing me? I mean, see, this is what happens when you become a public figure, Dauber. Every little huckleberry that comes out of the woodwork and starts suing you.
Who's suing you, Coach?
Luther?
Yeah.
You're suing me for what?
$12.5 million.
Oh, this has got to be a joke, right?
I wish it was, but you know, the other night at your barbecue, I suffered a severe burn.
A severe burn? When?
At the beginning of sausage. I put my sausage and I burned myself real bad.
When you burned your mouth?
Yeah, when I severely burned my mouth.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that severe.
Oh, yeah? What does it mean when you tie little pieces of skin hanging out from the roof of your mouth?
It means that you're a pig.
Oh,
come on, Luther. You picked up a piece of red-hot meat from a flaming grill. What the hell do you expect?
Well, certainly not. They lost nearly one-third of my taste buds. Because of your gross negligence, I'm partially tasteless.
Oh, you're completely tasteless.
Well, hey, why do you make such a big deal out of this?
You're suing me for $12.5 million! And you can't figure out why I'm angry!
Oh, come on, Hayden. Are you being silly? I'm not going to get $12.5 million. I'll be lucky to get half of that. Come on, Hayden, these things happen all the time. You sue, you get sued. This is America. I don't see how it should affect our relationship.
I won't affect our relationship. It takes two people to have a relationship. You're going to be dead.
Oh, come on. Hey, don't be such a big baby. Don't even think about this as me suing you. Think of it as your insurance company dealing with my insurance company. I mean, what the hell you think you pay all those premiums for? You want the insurance company to keep all that money? You don't even know them. I'm your best friend. Wouldn't you rather me have some?
Premiums, Luther, in case something horrible happens.
Here I am. Hey, you know that lawsuit thing we discussed the other day?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted it to go away. Well, it's going away.
Good. Yeah.
Jim, come on in. Hayden, this is Jim Kelleher from your insurance company.
Hello, Jim. Hayden. Nice to meet you.
Hayden Fox. Hi.
Yeah, if this is going away, what are you doing here?
I just need you to sign a few papers, and this will all be taken care of.
Oh. Well, if Luther's dropping the suit, why do I have to sign anything?
Well, Luther's not dropping the suit. We're settling.
Settling? Well, I thought I told you to make this go away.
Oh, it's going away. It's just going away settled.
Luther has agreed to accept $5,000 in lieu of any further litigation. And to be honest, in a case like this, we are very happy to reach such a quick and painless agreement.
Oh, I'm not agreeing to anything.
Wait a minute, Hayden, you heard the man. They're happy to give me the money. I mean, it's all official. We're wearing a suit.
The truth is, Hayden, for a company as big as ours, this is really such an insignificant amount. I can guarantee your premiums won't even go up.
I don't care. This is his fault. When insurance companies start selling with guys like him, it encourages other bozos to try and do the same thing to get rewarded for their stupidity. It's disgusting. I don't want any part of this.
Oh, Hayden. You're a man of principle, and I appreciate that, and it is fine for your life, but this is my life. And right now, in my life, there's a man in a suit holding a check for $5,000 with my name on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, in my life, there's a man in a sweatshirt with a ketchup stain on it standing in front of me who wants to be paid for something that he doesn't deserve, and I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to sign anything.
Hayden, I really think you should reconsider. You see, our company has agreed to settle for $5,000. Now, if you take this case to court and lose, well, you'll be personally responsible for any damages that Mr. Van Damme has awarded above that figure.
Well, he's not going to be awarded anything.
I wouldn't be too sure. Courts usually side with the victim.
Victim? But wait a minute. I'm being subjected to a ridiculous lawsuit. My insurance company is bailing on me. I'm going to be personally responsible for all these damages, and he's the victim? This is stupid. I don't want to be a part of this. I mean, he was dumb enough to burn his little tongue on some hot dog.
Sausage. Come on. Sign the paper, hey?
See you in court, Luke.
Be seated. All right, this court is now in session. Van Damme versus Fox. Mr. Van Damme, do you have legal counsel?
Yeah, sort of. Your Honor, I'll be defending myself with the able assistance of Mr. Brian Curry. Former Esquire and currently one of the sharpest legal minds in Phase 3 of Leisureland, the... retirement community in which we both survive.
And Mr. Fox, you'll be representing yourself?
Yes, Your Honor, I don't have the resources to assemble a legal dream team like I am.
Very well. The plaintiff will now present his opening statement.
I'm on. Your Majesty. I intend to prove that the defendant, Hayden Wilbur Fox, did willfully, wrongfully, and neglectfully expose me, my client, Luther Van Damme, to an environment so frighteningly dangerous, so fraught with peril, that it was a miracle that I escaped with only damaged taste buds, severely damaged taste buds. I also intend to prove that the injuries I sustained due to the negligence of this man has left me permanently scarred, unable to enjoy even the basics of life. I suffer from emotional trauma, the loss of my self-esteem, and the partial loss of my once vital libido.
Thank you, Mr. Van Damme. Mr. Fox, your opening statement.
Your Honor, I intend to prove only one thing. This man is an idiot. And should be suing himself for his own stupidity.
I object, Your Honor.
On what ground?
A salad bar.
What?
I like to call it salad bar. You know, that's when I come up and just talk to you, just the two of you.
That's a sidebar.
He's calling me names.
He's presenting his opening statement. His job is to tell us what he plans to prove.
He plans to prove I'm a stupid idiot?
Apparently.
If he does, I mean he could win?
Perhaps.
He could be in trouble. Mr. Dubinsky, would you please point out on this diagram exactly where the Flaming Inferno was located?
Where the what was?
Ground Zero, the Wall of Flames.
You mean the barbecue?
If you will.
It's, right here.
Right there. I see, and, on the night in question, Mr. Dubinsky, were there any, safety barriers, surrounding this fire pit?
Come on, Luth, you know there weren't.
No fire breaks plot around the perimeter?
No.
No warning signs posted?
No.
So, well, there's absolutely nothing between you and the roaring flames?
Not really.
Tell me, Mr. Dubinsky, what were you wearing on the night in question?
Jeans, a cotton shirt.
Didn't Mr. Fox offer you any fire retardant clothing? So you could put it on over this tinderbox outfit of yours?
Of course not.
Even though one misplaced spark could have turned you into a human fireball?
Luth, I think it was pretty safe. It was just a barbecue.
That's what I thought, too. Now look at me.
You may cross-examine.
Robert, how many of my barbecues have you been to?
I don't know. Maybe 100.
You ever been injured at one?
No.
Dob, have you ever taken a piece of hot meat off a flaming grill and placed it directly in your mouth?
No.
Why not?
I'd get burned.
What would you call somebody who did do that?
I don't know. Stupid, I guess.
No further questions.
He's very good.
Tell me, Mr. Burley. What can you tell me about the alcohol consumption on the night in question?
I don't remember.
You don't remember maybe because you were drunk?
No, I just don't remember if there was any alcohol.
Well, let me see if I can jog your memory a little bit, Mr. Burley. Do you remember taking this picture? You remember taking this picture, Mr. Burley?
Yes.
And what am I, my client, Luther Van Damme, holding in my right hand?
A beer.
That's right. And why am I, my client, holding a beer?
Because you, your client, was thirsty?
Hardly. And what did Mr. Hayden, his client, say to me, my client, just before you took this picture?
I believe he told you that the meat wasn't ready and... Grab yourself a beer.
Grab yourself a what?
Grab yourself a beer.
Grab yourself a what?
A beer!
A what?
A beer!
So you're saying that Mr. Hayden, his client, was encouraging me to drink an unknown quantity of alcohol?
He told you to get a beer.
Yes or no?
Yes, yes.
No more questions. Mr. Davinsky, we all know you're Dauber's father, and I'm sure you're quite proud of that. But aren't you even prouder of the fact that you've been employed in the meat business for the past 33 years?
Oh, yes, sir.
So you would be, indeed, a meat expert.
Well, truth is, it'd take several lifetimes for anyone to be able to unravel all the wonderful mysteries of meat.
All right. But I'm sure you can tell me what the acceptable temperature would be in which to serve this.
By the looks of that, may I?
Oh, certainly.
This would appear to be your standard retail kielbasa, and with a fat content of about 42%, so internal temperature would have to be about 183 degrees Fahrenheit.
183 degrees. And the temperature on the outside?
Judging from the propane stove that was cooked on and the estimated time of grilling, the external temperature would have to be about
260
degrees.
260 yeah. Degrees. Ouch. And tell me, let's say that the kielbasa was coated with a sugar-based barbecue sauce.
Well, that could be a potentially molten situation there.
Molten? Molten. Molten. As in molten lava? Molten lava in your mouth? No more questions.
Mr. Fox, your witness to cross-examine.
Mr. Davinsky, I want to thank you for your expertise, and I'll tell you, it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
I want you to look at that kielbasa in front of you there, and I want you to pretend something with me. Pretend it's on the grill, and to use your own words, it's molten hot.
Oh, okay.
Now, why don't you put that kielbasa in your mouth?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, I'll burn myself.
How do you know that?
Oh, everybody knows that.
What would you call somebody who didn't know that?
Stupid.
No further questions.
In closing, Your Honor, I would like to demonstrate just how this injury has lessened the quality of my life. Mr. Curry, if you will. This is a box of donuts from my favorite donut shop. An establishment I look forward to visiting at least twice, if not thrice, daily. Watch closely, Your Holiness. Now, this is a jelly donut. I know it is a jelly donut. I can tell by the texture. But I don't know what kind of jelly it is. Is it raspberry? Is it strawberry? Is it grape? Wait a minute. Now, there's a seed, so I know it's not grape. But is this the way a man should be forced into telling the difference between jelly donuts? Your Honor, my life has been diminished by the negligence of this man. So I ask the court to award me the full $12.5 million. Unless you feel like giving me more, like in the movie The Verdict.
Mr. Fox, your closing arguments?
Well, Your Honor, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I'm part of this trial. I'm ashamed that a system exists that allows a trial like this to take place, and I'm sure you are too. Courts shouldn't have to deal with frivolous lawsuits like this. It's bad enough that people today are allowed to blame someone else for their own stupidity. Now they want to be rewarded for it. Let's say no to stupidity. Let's say no to Luther Van Damme.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. I appreciate and empathize with your perspective. Unfortunately, the single point of law that we've been debating here today falls on the side of Mr. Van Damme.
What?
Yes! You were negligent in your guest's safety.
I don't believe this.
As property owner, you have...
No, wait a minute. I mean, in the first place, I'm not the property owner, but the point I am trying to...
You're not the property owner?
No, I just live there. No, it was part of the deal when I became the head coach of the Orlando Breakers.
Then who is the property owner?
Doris Sherman.
Then you, Mrs. Sherman, are responsible for any damages awarded here today.
Luther.
Your Honor, Mr. Fox's words have moved me. I drop all charges. Watch closely, Your Holiness. Oh, this is a jelly donut. I know it is a jelly donut. I can tell by the texture. But I have no idea. Unless I go out. This is a jelly donut.